Now we've got Doreen from Oregon calling in with some sort of basement wall issue. What's going on?
Yes, I have a little leaky basement, and there's a spare bedroom, and some of the walls got wet. So I had a friend take out the lower portion where it was the wall was damaged, and plaster it, mm-hmm. and it seems to have a bulge in it. I painted mm-hmm. the walls green. It has a bulge, and I was wondering, do I sand it to get rid of that bulge, or should I cover it with something darker to hide it?
Is this bulge the buildup of what you're calling plaster? And by the way, when you say plaster, do you mean drywall?
He put drywall in and plastered it, and I can't understand why. Why would he plaster?
Because you have to.
Yeah, you have to cover it. You can't just leave the raw paper.
You have to cover the seams.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. Well, you mean he plastered over the whole drywall?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if he's trying to match something. That used to be a way that walls were built a long time ago. But I don't know why your friend did it. But if it's the bulge...
Well, he works on houses. And...
Well, I'm sure he was trying to do his best for you, Doreen. But if the bulge is made up because of some extra spackle that was there or extra plaster, certainly no reason you can't sand that down. Just be careful you don't sand down too much, because if you go through the paper surface, you're not going to be a happy puppy, because it will look very, very bad.
Maybe I should have gotten a professional.
No. Give your friend the benefit.
Yeah, give him a break. He's trying to help you out.
I know he is. Okay.
Doreen, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.